With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 30th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, we continue along with some postseason accolades from the softball and baseball season that we have to catch you up on. We're going now to the Western Valley Conference, where the Kingsley Pearson softball and baseball teams were able to earn some well-deserved recognition for their summer diamond play. Starting on the softball diamond, the Kingsley Pearson softball team had two first-team all-conference selections, including a unanimous selection in sophomore Caitlin Seglum, who will certainly proved to be a force in the Western Valley for years to come. She was one of just four unanimous all-conference selections in the Western Valley. The Panthers also finished off with Julia Howe earning first-team all-conference recognition as well. Those two were two of the best offensive players in the Western Valley Conference this year. Howe ranked third in batting average in the conference, tied for fourth in home runs and second in RBIs, while Caitlin Seglum was fourth in the conference in batting average, second in home runs, and third in RBIs. And of course, Seglum was an outstanding pitcher as well. She was second of the conference in wins, third in strikeouts, fifth in opponent batting average as well. A phenomenal season for both of those two as they earn first-team all-conference recognitions in the Western Valley. Also joining them in some postseason accolades for Kingsley Pearson on the second-team all-conference softball list, we see sophomore Blakely Goodwin earn second-team all-conference recognition for a Kingsley Pearson softball squad that finished in that very competitive four-way tie for first place in the Western Valley, and they had a phenomenal season concluding the year as a ranked softball team. They were ranked number 12 in the state of Iowa in the last rankings that came out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Once again, three softball all-conference honors for Kingsley Pearson, Julia Howe, Caitlin Seglum on the first team, and Blakely Goodwin on the second team. On now to the baseball side of the conference recognitions. We had six Kingsley Pearson baseball athletes earn some kind of all-conference recognition. Three on the first team, three on the second team. Starting with the unanimous selection for Kingsley Pearson, that would be senior Easton Nissen, who could do a lot of everything. He was the very powerful bat in the middle of the order. He was also an outstanding pitcher. He was second of the conference in pitching wins this year, and he certainly earned a well-deserved unanimous first-team all-conference recognition in the Western Valley. Also joining him as first-team selection for KP is another senior in Landon Howe and a junior in Wyatt Clayton. So the Panthers will return a first-team all-conference athlete this year in baseball, coming up next summer, I should say. Second-team all-conference selections go to senior Tyler Cook and sophomores Jack Seglum and Jackson Newman. Six Panthers earning some kind of all-conference recognition, and certainly for a great season for KP as they went undefeated in the regular season in the Western Valley Conference and made a nice deep run toward a district championship game appearance. You can check out those all-conference teams in Western Valley Conference softball and baseball by logging onto our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Well, it's starting to get to that time as well. Football season is right around the corner, just about 4 weeks away, so we got to kind of get you ready for some gridiron play. And we're first going to the collegiate ranks, where in Iowa City, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeye football team's quarterback battle may extend into the start of the season, as Jeremy Hiklinski and Hank Brown both spent part of last season as the backup to Mark Gronowski.
Last time we really saw him in competition was in spring ball, but both of them have been in the program for over a year. I think Jeremy's been here 15 months, and Hank throw another 5 months on top of that. So they've been in the program. They know the offense, and certainly know their teammates in the team. And thought all of them have really made strides since they got here on campus. And anxious to watch them compete in August.
Ferentz says the competition will resume when fall camp opens next Wednesday.
The overall blueprint doesn't change an awful lot. And you live and learn, and as you go along, tinker and that type of thing. But the amount of work we do, just, you know, reps per player, that'll be a discussion. And it's a little tricky when you have two quarterbacks, but we'll figure it out.
And with recent changes in college football, including the transfer portal, Ferentz says summer workouts have become even more important.
One thing we noticed this year, obviously the portal is a one one opportunity instead of two. So all that was done by January. And then we had our biggest number of high school early entries joined us in January. So we had about 90% of our roster on campus in January. First time we've ever had that. So I think, yeah, it gives all the newcomers a chance to really learn the ropes and just kind of get comfortable and familiar with everything that's, you know, goes with the program.
And Ferentz made his comments at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago this week. The Hawkeyes will be opening their season at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City at home on September 5th against Northern Illinois. Of course, if you'd like to follow along with the Hawkeyes all season, you are encouraged to listen to their games on our sister station. You can find that on KSCJ 1360 AM and 94.9 FM, our sister station out of Sioux City. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.